Section 3.0, the starting point, more important than training and diet, details. Before we get into the details of all the training techniques and dietary strategies for losing belly fat and getting those six-pack abs, I want to show you the number one reason why most people fail to ever achieve this goal. If you ignore this starting point, it is most likely that you will never get the fitness results that you're looking for. This explains why so many people struggle and yo-yo back and forth with their fitness for years and years of frustration. The number one reason of failure to achieve the fitness goal in most people is the general procrastination, laziness, and poor mental attitude about what they believe they can actually achieve. Just to clarify, the number two reason for failure of fat loss and achieving their dream body is ineffective training routines and poor dietary habits. Of course, those are going to be the details we're going to cover in the rest of the manual, but this topic needs to be addressed first. The reason I put mental attitude and belief in front of the actual details of training and nutrition for weight loss is because your mental status is the true starting point for success in anything. This involves, number one, deciding exactly what you want, how you want your body to look, how much confidence you want to feel, how much energy you want, internal health, etc. Number two, making sure you actually have a burning desire for what you want to achieve. Number three, setting, documenting exact goals for what you want to achieve. Number four, visualizing and feeling what you want to achieve as if you have already achieved it. Number five, believing that you can actually achieve it. And number six, taking massive action now to start achieving. No procrastination. In order to ever be successful at anything, all excuses need to go out the window. There is no such thing as poor genetics. No such thing as not enough time. No such thing as it's just too hard. No excuses at all for not achieving what you set out to achieve. This is the stuff nobody ever wants to talk about. But this is more important to get right first before dealing ever with the details about workouts and how to eat for fat loss, or any goal for that matter. So make sure to take a second look at those six aspects about your mindset, that you absolutely are clear about that first. I want you to really give some serious thought to each one of them above. Once you're straight on the type of mindset that it's going to take to achieve this goal, then we can get started on the details.